guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Starting to sound like an old radio broadcaster when I do that. You know, I had a story about Valentine's Day, and I had some graphs and stats all pulled up. And then one of you fine lads, and since you didn't say it was okay to use your name, I'm not going to use your name. But one of you fine lads sent me an email, literally caught this email like 10 minutes before recording this video. And it was a better page. I like how they broke it down a little bit more because it's kind of funny. And while spending is up, the way it's being spent is not. And I think it tells you a lot about the current atmosphere of dating and relationships and all that stuff. So we'll have some fun and we'll read through this and then we'll talk about it. So let me start recording before I forget. You have no idea how many times I have to restart a video and do like the first 2 or 3 minutes over because I forget to record. You have no idea. Okay. It says, confident consumers and broader buying lead to record Valentine's Day spending plans. And you might be saying, oh, these thirsty guys and their stupid spending money and chocolates and gifts and being weak and all that stuff. But there's some fun surprises in here. Washington. Coming off a strong holiday season, Americans are expected to set another record for Valentine's Day spending this year as they continue to widen the range of those they're buying for, according to the annual survey released today by the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics. Valentine's Day is a sentimental tradition, but gift giving can be driven by the economy. NRF President and CEO Matthew Shea said, consumers spend freely during the 2019 winter holiday and they appear ready to be doing the same in the new year. The same strong employment numbers and higher wages that boosted holiday sales should make it easier to spend a little extra to say I love you this year and to spread the gift giving beyond just your significant other. Those celebrating the holiday said they plan to spend an average of $196, up 21% over last year's previous record of $161. Spending is expected to total $27.4 billion, up 32% from last year's record, $20 billion. Now, you can see here, I mean, this is ridiculous, man. And yeah, there's got to be some thirsty dudes out there and some married people, and this is such a Hallmark holiday that, because the funny thing is you're expected to do it. The minute you're expected to buy a gift, it's not a gift. It's just like a handout. So I've never been into Valentine's Day. So here's the average expected spending per person. And you can see 2009, 2010 was much lower than it is today. 196, and it was $100 back in 2009 and 10. That was right after the recession, but still, that's crazy. But let's look at who's reaping all these rewards, because you know it's never us guys. The unusually large increase in average spending appears to be due to strong consumer finances, continued trend of consumer buying more gifts, cards, candies, flowers for friends, families, coworkers, and pets. So that's who's getting all the extra gifts this year: friend, family, coworkers, and pets. The increase in total spending comes as the number of people celebrating Valentine's Day returned to 55%, about average for the past decade, after a dip to 51% last year. The biggest share of Valentine's spending still goes to spouses and significant others at 52% of the total, or an average $100 this year, up from 93%. So married couples and significant others, which means boyfriend, girlfriend, are only spending an average $100, up from $93, so about $7 increase or 7%. But their share of the spending is down from 61% a decade ago, so it's dropped 10 points in the last decade. Why? Less people married, less people dating probably, or dating seriously. The share spent on most other recipients has gone up over the past decade, with the amount spent on coworkers, for example, more than doubling to 7% of the total 3%. The share for pets has also doubled from 6% to 3% in the same period. So check this out. Share of total spending 2010 versus 2020. Significant other was 61% 10 years ago. Now it's down to 52%. Less married couples, less long-term relationships. Other family members is down 5%. Friends up 2%. Children's classmates up 3%. Coworkers up 3%. Now, here's the funny thing. Who buys their friends a Valentine's Day gift? Men? No, women. Who buys family members, other family members, gifts? Maybe a son to his mom? Maybe. But probably not. friends or women. Children's classmates, that's something a woman does. Maybe a single dad might, but I doubt it. Coworkers, that's from 3% up to 7%. That's definitely women. Pets, 3% to 6%, that's definitely women. I'm not buying my dogs a Valentine's Day cookie. That's just not happening. That's definitely a woman thing. Other, 3% to 5%. Maybe that's a little something special for that late night booty call. Consumers say they will spend an average of $30 on family members other than spouses, up slightly. And more stats, 27% they'll buy Valentine's Day gifts for their pets. The highest figure in the history of the survey, and up 17%. That is so funny. We've always heard puppy love, but pets are definitely seeing a larger share of Valentine's Day spending. I wonder if it's cats, specifically by women. Husbands and wives don't need to be worried if their spouses are buying a Valentine's Day gift for someone else. Most likely it's greeting cards for their children's class at school, flowers for a family member, maybe a treat for the family dog. So I had, let me see if there's anything. No. Okay. So I had this other page clicked up. And here's the spending, and let me just zip it out once here so we can. So men versus women, 35% of men are buying gifts, 65% are not. Women, 21% are. 80% of women are not buying Valentine's Day gifts from more than one partner. So women are not, men are. So men must be playing the game a little bit. Let's see what else. Were there any other fun ones in here? Men versus women. Men purchasing gifts, 73%. Women, 61%. We know that. I mean, it's kind of a given that men spend more as well. And I think I had that somewhere in here. Who spent the most on? Girlfriend, first place, $126. Wife, $122. Husband, let's see, it's real small, $56. So the wife gets almost three times more than she buys for the husband. And the funny thing is it's coming out of the same bank account. So how great is that? Let's see. Boyfriend, $50. So the average dude is spending $126 on his girlfriend and the girl's getting him $50 in return. What a jip. Secret, $46. That's for a little something on the side. Friend, $28. Other family members, 41, and pets, 17 for a pet dog and 15 for pet cat. I'm telling you, man, that's women's stuff right there. So there's some other fun breakdowns here. I'll put them in the links down below if you guys want to see this stuff. I'll put both links for both these statistics. And thank you again for the person that emailed me stuff literally right before I did my Valentine's Day thing. So as we know, guys, this doesn't really affect us. We're on the outside, but I'm going to be interested in seeing what an actual spending numbers are going to be like, because as far as I can tell, number one, it's a bad dig for guys because we never get nearly as much as we give. And number two, there's less long-term relationships right now. There are less marriages. This is another stat that's well put out there. So I'm really interested to see if this has taken a dip from the previous year. If not, maybe it's all those thirsty guys sending the e-girls extra bonuses because they're just so sad. So it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out. But the pets really surprised me because I can't. Maybe some of you guys can answer me. Is this something somebody does? I've never thought as a guy. I don't buy my dog birthday gifts. Now, maybe when he reaches 10 or something, and definitely when he's a little bit older, I'll start, you know, treating him special, but he'll wolf down anything, so, and he doesn't care. Does anybody buy their pets Valentine's Day or gifts or anything like that? If you do, I'm curious. I never really considered that because a dog's just like free food, whatever. So guys, I'll leave it there. Just watch and see what happens. I'm really curious to see if numbers turn out decent this year. Guys, thank you all for your recent support. If you want to send me a Valentine's Day gift, you can like, share, comment, or of course watch some of my older stuff as that is now starting to get monetized. And you can support me directly with the links below. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, love is a fire. But whether it is going to warm your hearth or burn down your house, you can never tell.